Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 27 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this journey to raise your productivity to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 518. Today, Brian asks,
is there anything that I need to worry about or do if I choose to open up my universe and allow others to write in these worlds officially versus unofficially?
Yes, Brian, this is a legal matter, and you need to have good licensing terms that allow everyone to understand what their rights are and what the IP situation is after it's done. Chris Lester does this under a Creative Commons Share Alike license with the Metamore City, which has its own set of implications for the commercial merchantability of different things, and also for what parts of the IP you own afterwards exclusively versus what parts you have to share. Star Trek anthologies do things their own way. Star Wars shared worlds do things their own way. Amazon Worlds does things a whole other way. What you want to do is you want to decide what rights other people have when they're operating in your universe, including who gets to do what with any new parts of your universe they create in the process. You want to have that all spelled out in either a license agreement or, if you're exercising any editorial control or gatekeeping control, in a contract that you have them sign as a condition of the release or because you're going to be publishing them or whatever. You can have it completely open. You can have it highly limited. It's entirely up to you. The issues are legal and business related, so you want to decide what works well with your business plan, even if your business plan is not so much about making money and it's more about making a shared universe. You want to set up the rules so that everybody knows what's going on when they play in your sandbox. Get yourself a copy of Nolo Press's The Copyright Handbook, and try to get your hands on a few sample contracts from different shared world setups. Look at Chris Lester's setup at metamorecity.com. Look at the Dungeons and Dragons and Forgotten Realms books if you can get contracts for those. See if you've got any friends who've written for Star Wars or know a friend that's written for Star Wars or Star Trek and get a copy of those contracts. You want to see how these different places operate and get an idea for how the language works, and then probably you'll want to have a lawyer do the final draft of the language. But you need to have a licensing agreement that everybody understands. You get that settled, and you can do whatever you want. But what we're dealing with here, when you create something, you are creating intellectual property. You need to be clear on who owns what. Thanks very much for the question, and I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2018 by J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2018 Artistic Whispers Productions. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.